So let's review. We begin the third parak with the Mishnah, which discusses cases of one who was ma'anas u'mafata, a naira, a girl that is prohibited. Although it was a bias iser, cohabitation which involves a transgression, yesh lohem knas. He's still obligated to pay the knas. Zokta Mishnah. Elu nairei sheyesh lohem knas. The following are nairei sasurois who are eligible for knas. Habaal ha-mamzeres, one who cohabited with a mamzeres who is prohibited by a lav, or ve'al ha-nasina, a geiris, a convert from the group of nasinim who are prohibited from joining the kal by a gzera, or ve'al ha-kusis, a naira born to the nation of kusim who are not legitimate geirim and are prohibited by a lav. Although biyasa masura, yesh lohem knas, they're entitled to knas. The Mishnah mentions the following nairis in whom there is a chashash be'ula, concern that they already cohabited and are not a basula. Habala giyores, ve'al shuya, ve'al shifta, sheniftu v'sheneskayru v'sheneshtacharu, p'chusa es mebinoi shalei shalom v'yayim echad, a non-Jewish woman who converted, or an abducted woman who was redeemed, or a maidservant who was freed before they were 3 years old, although nivalu, they had already cohabited, yesh lohem knas, because even if they had cohabited, besuleh ha-chayzerin, the besulim regenerate, and therefore they're recheskas besula. The Mishnah mentions the following nairis, who are chayve krisis, punishable by karis, and nevertheless eligible for knas. Haba'al ha-chayzoi, one who cohabited with his sister, ve'al-achoyz aviv, or with his father's sister, ve'al-achoyz imoy, or with his mother's sister, ve'al-achoyz ishtoy, or with his wife's sister, ve'al-achoyz achiv, or with his brother's wife, ve'al-eshes achiv, or with his brother's wife, ve'al-eshes achi aviv, or with the wife of his father's brother, ve'al-anido, or with the woman who received her period, yesh lohem knas, af al-pi shehen bihikares, ein bohen misas bezdin. They're entitled to knas, although the transgression is not punishable by karis, it's not punishable by death. Regarding the first ruling of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that although the pasuk that refers to a ma'anah states, v'lo isi ela isha, he's required to marry her, which would seem that only isha haru uyuloi, a woman who he may marry receives knas, but a woman who he may not marry does not receive knas. However, the Gemara explains that nairis asurais are eligible for knas through a yisura, an additional word in the pasuk. Because the pasuk of Ma'ana states, ki yimatzei ish naira besula v'goymer usfasah v'shachav imah v'goymer, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichev imah la'avi ha'naira chamishim kosef. When a man finds a naira, a 12-year-old, a besula, and coerces her for cohabitation, he's required to compensate the father of the naira with 50 silver coins. The first word naira is legufei, essential for the pasuk. However, both the second word naira and the letter hey are superfluous, and are therefore considered two additional words. Also, the pasuk of Mefata states, v'chi yifata ish besula, v'goymer, kesef yishkoel kemoihar ha-besulois. When a man seduces a besula, he's required to compensate her with silver coins as the ksuba of besulois. The first word besula is legufei. However, both the repeated word besulois and the letter hey are superfluous and are therefore considered two additional words. This leaves us with four additional words which teach the following. First of all, l'chida abaya, bo oleha umeisa potor. Abaya says that if they cohabited and she subsequently died before her father summoned him to Bezdin, he's exempt from knas because the pasuk says, v'nosan la'aviha na'ara v'loy la'avi mesa. He shall compensate the girl's father when she's alive, but not if she is no longer alive. Number two, l'gzeira shava, to create a gzeira shava between oines and mefata, to teach ma oines chamishim, af mefata chamishim, ma mefata shkolim, af oines shkolim. Both a ma'anes and mefata are required to pay a knas of chamishim, 50 shkolim, silver shekel coins. Number three, la'asuye chai ve'lavin, to teach that chai ve'lavin also receives knas. Number four, la'asuye chai ve'krisis, to teach that chai ve'krisis also receives knas. The Gemara continues with a braisa, which disagrees with the Mishnah's ruling for chai ve'lavin and chai ve'krisis for the reason mentioned earlier. The pasuk says, v'loy si ela isha, he is required to marry her. Shimon HaTimni oimer, isha sheyesh ba havaya. Shimon HaTimni says, the pasuk teaches that she must be a woman whose kedushin is effective. This excludes from knas a woman who is mechai ve'krisis, because ain't bahavaya, her kedushin is not effective. However, according to Shimon HaTimni, this doesn't exclude a woman who is mechai ve'lavin va'asei, because yesh bahavaya, her kedushin is effective. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh oimer, isha haru'uyu l'kaima. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says the pasuk teaches that she must be a woman whose marriage is permitted. This excludes from knas all of the above, chayve krisis, chayve lavin, v'chayve asei, because ein ru'i l'kaima, their marriages are prohibited. The Gemara adds, however, hakoyel moedim bevo ala nida shemishalim knas. They both agree that if she was a nida, although she is mechayve krisis, she's eligible for knas. According to Shimon HaTimni, because hanami yesh b'havaya, her kedushin is effective, and according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, because hanami ru'i l'kaima, her marriage is permitted. This discussion continues in the next daf.